The Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, who we are happy and proud to partner with once again this year. Cog Hill features 72 holes of championship golf, including the world-famous Dubs Dread. They have a completely renovated practice area and driving range. It's essentially an academy that you can go and spend not only the day improving your game, but at night they've got lights now and two bars as well as a food truck to spend some quality time with some friends and family. They've been doing it this way since 1927, folks. Go out to coghillgolf.com to learn more. We're also brought to you by our friends over at Sharp Focus Nutrition. Let's face it, when you go out and play golf, you probably don't eat and drink very well. Well, a couple hot dogs, a few beers, yeah, we get it. Sharp Focus Nutrition replaces all of that with a systematic way to not only stay replenished throughout your round, but to also improve your game in doing so. Go out to sharpfocusnutrition.com to learn about their system. Let them know that we sent you. Pick up a system right now. sharpfocusnutrition.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Fonseca, over at golfunfiltered.com. Just a reminder that our podcast is powered by Bridgestone Golf, new partners of the podcast here. Happy to have them on board. And joining me today is a very special guest, Squiggy. He is over at Amplified Golf. He is the founder of Amplified Golf. Squiggy, how are you doing today?
I'm great, man. Thanks.
It is an exciting day for things all Amplified Golf today. We were just getting started here, and about, a couple hours ago, a press release just came out for all of us media types. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the partnership you've got going on?
So I'm new to the golf business, right? So I've been in the guitar business my whole life. Literally, I was the kid that, you know, wanted to be a rock star when he was 16. And I've been faking my way through the guitar business for 26 years. So, I'm very comfortable in that space. They haven't figured it out yet, which is great. So I'm kind of riding that train. And, one of the companies that I've worked with for a long time was Fender. And, me and a couple of my band buddies, were talking about how, there's a lot of brands that, try to attract us, like heavy metal tattooed guys, and
right.
A lot of times it's not really good representation of, who we are as people, it takes more than making something black and putting skulls on it, for us. And we were just like, man, wouldn't it be so rad if there was ever a golf brand that was kind of birthed on the rock side or the heavy metal side or the instrument side, and then kind of birthed on that side and then kind of brought to the golf space. So, mm-hmm. That's what we did. I approached Fender and like I said, man, they've got some of the most iconic guitars and headstocks, they've just been doing it forever. And some of the biggest artists have played Stratocaster, Telecaster, yep. Jazz bass, P bass, and kind of pitched them the idea. They were all about it. And, it was some years in the making and, it's official today, man. The press release hit.
That's incredible. And you and I bumped into each other at the Chicago Golf Show. I was walking by me and my wife and noticed the head covers that you were talking about, and they looked like the Strat, they looked like everything. I mean, it was an incredible design that just jumped out at us. And being guitar players ourselves, we were like, oh wow, we got to go walk over to this guy and see what's going on. So, and it was just yourself. I mean, is there a large team at Amplified Golf, or are you it?
It's basically me. Okay. But we've got a big collective of people that help out, and you know, they're all just band guys, you know, that, you know, we kind of run ideas past, and you know, like with those designs, my really, really good friend, Darren Leader, who's known to most people as Styx from the band Steel Panther, has kind of been along the ride with me, and you know, kind of using him as a soundboard, using him as an idea board, and just other band guys. You know, we have kind of a heavy metal golf collective of a bunch of us guys to kind of just play golf together. So, you know, the company itself is small. It's just starting out, but there's a big collective of us for sure.
That's awesome. And I love talking to new companies like yourself. And actually, listeners, you can go out to AmplifiedGolf.com today to learn a little bit more about everything that Squiggy and his team does. And so to talk a little bit more about the head covers. So you do more than just, you know, one club. You've got the driver head covers, you've got putter head covers. You know, what was the approach from your viewpoint as far as what to get out there first? Was it just to kind of hit those main things?
Yeah. So the first thing we knew that we wanted to do was to bring Stratocaster and Telecaster to market first. You know, we wanted to launch six products. That was just a number that we felt comfortable with. And we felt like that was a good representation. If we could do a driver, a tele, or a driver, a blade putter, and a mallet putter for Stratocaster and Telecaster, we thought that was a good way to come to market. And, you know, we went back and forth a lot of designs. And the two designs that we wanted to bring to market ended up being, you know, the Stratocaster with more of kind of a dancing group of graphics on there. There's everything on there. You know, there's the knobs or the bridge or there's the headstock. And the Telecaster is really just the headstock embroidered on the head cover. So, you know, when it looks like when you have the cover on your bag, it looks like there's actually a guitar sticking out. So, you know, those were the two that we just kind of landed on, but there's many, many more designs that we'll be bringing to market in, you know, kind of short runs.
I love the idea of incorporating, you know, well, I'm biased because I love music and I love golf, obviously. And so incorporating these two things into one, there's a lot of similarities between the two, you know, making music, playing an instrument, as well as, you know, skills needed to play golf. I mean, you're a golfer yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. Fanatical. Yeah. And, you know, we always kind of talk about that stuff. Like when we're on the golf course, you know, there's not many differences from being a guitar player and being a golfer. There's an incredible amount of practice that goes into it. It's completely driven by passion. You know, the frustrations are the same, you know, throwing golf clubs and throwing guitars, you know, it's the same thing, you know, banging a golf club on the ground, banging a guitar on the ground. It's the same frustrations. You know, I say it's the, you know, the same demons that golfers have, musicians have. And you have to practice. You have to practice a lot. You know, there's not that much difference from hitting, you know, an open chord as, you know, the first, you know, opening set at Madison Square Garden to hitting a first tee shot at the Players. You know, the emotion is not that different, you know. So I think that's why a lot of golfers and musicians have, you know, they have a lot in common, but really it's the demons that we have in common. And we're chasing, you know, we're chasing the same thing. Guitar players are chasing the perfect tone and guitar and golfers are chasing the perfect drive or perfect putt. You know, we're tortured by the same demons.
Yeah, I totally agree with that wholeheartedly. And you know what? Most of my friends who are golfers and who have played for a long time, they also play an instrument. I mean, I've got a lot of guitarist friends who would definitely relate to that. And I know that they're listening to this podcast right now, but for the benefit of our YouTube viewers here, I'm just going to bring up a picture of your head covers. And so these are the one, this is the display that we saw at the Chicago show. And so like you were saying, you can kind of see the headstock. It does look like a guitar is sticking out of your golf bag. So, I mean, there's a lot of detail in what's being shown right here.
Well, you know, like I said, I've been in the guitar business a long time and I love it. I, you know, we go to our version of the PGA merch show. It's called the NAMM show. And I've been going to NAMM for 26 years. I feel like the same way I did the year one, you walk in and I just can't wait to see the stuff. So I'm such a fan of guitars. I'm a fan of the brands. I'm a fan of the stories. I'm a fan of the magic a guitar can bring to somebody. I believe that life's better if you play music, right? So, I mean, yeah. I'm all in, and I wanted the guitars to be represented as well as they could. And trust me, it wasn't, you know, that wasn't, those weren't the first designs and the first embroidery counts. And there was, you know, there was a lot of back and forth going like, hey man, the embroidery's got to be better. We got to have the detail in this, you know, like let's get the grain of the fretboard right. And a lot of that was just, you know, sticking to our guns and saying that the guitar has got to be represented well, not in a cartoonish way, not in a, you know, in a way where we wanted to make sure that like we're a rock and roll company first and a golf company second, you know, and as long as we can kind of keep that balance, I think we'll be all right.
Golf Unfiltered is proud to partner once again with Mizuno Golf for 2023. Mizuno Golf is offering their new JPX 923 irons. And if you haven't heard about these yet, go out to our YouTube channel and see a full fitting that I do with Mizuno at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. These irons are spectacular. They've got three metals, five different options of irons spanning the player's spectrum. So you are for sure going to find something great for your game. Go out to MizunoUSA.com today to learn more.
I think you will too. I mean, that's a really cool approach because, you know, as new brands come into the golf space, and something I like to ask entrepreneurs like yourself, you know, as you're experiencing now, golf is a really saturated market. You know, it seems like there's a bunch of stuff, you know, head covers, especially. How has reception from the golf space been so far for you?
You know, I don't really know that many people in the golf business, right? So I don't have, you know, it's not like the guitar business where, you know, I've been in it for so long and everybody is just a text away, you know? So the golf business has been, a little bit trying, but you know, we all love it. And the guys that have embraced it, like there's a site called the Hackers Paradise. You know, Josh over there, like he saw it and kind of gave us a lot of publicity and really did a lot for us. And, you know, I got to say, like, now that it's been in the market for a little while, like I've done enough podcasts and I've done enough interviews where people can tell the sincerity, you know, I'm not a culture vulture or anything like that. I'm in here just because I loved the two parts of it. And I don't really think that, I think if a head cover brand decided to do like a knockoff guitar thing, I think that would be really super corny. And, you know, I've seen guitar head covers before, which is why we decided to get into it with the guitar stuff. Cause the guitar head covers before were just, they're just awful. They're just terrible. It's because they don't have the license to do it. Cause they know if they really do a Tele or a Strat, like Fender's shutting them down, you know, as they should. So, you know, it was important for us to come with the official license where we can really do the Tele and the Strat. And so for that, the reception's been incredible. Reception's been incredible because there's no really competitors in the space. You know, there's guys that do consumer or cultural head covers. They do it really well. Like those guys like Swag, you know, and even like Bettinardi and Hatch. And these guys do head covers really, really well. But we had to kind of find our lane, and the head and the guitar stuff is just our lane. I don't think anybody can do it better than we can.
Well, with the backing of a name like Fender, with the new partnership that was announced today, I mean, like you said, that just adds so much validity and what have you to your brand. And you know, once again, I'll bring it up here on the screen for our YouTuber viewers, but these look fantastic. They are eye-catching right away, and they've got all the components that golfers who are very picky, much like guitarists, by the way, as I'm sure you would agree with.
Absolutely. You
know, there are parts of head covers that, you know, it's got the magnetic enclosure, for example, on the putters. You know, some people don't like magnets. Some people don't like the Velcro. So it's great because when we see these things, we know how much care has gone into this design. And that really comes forward, you know, not only in the product itself, but even just listening to some of the things that you've been mentioning.
And even like the red inside is the same red as the inside of a Fender hard shell case.
Yep.
So, you know, we can peel back the layers of authenticity and I think we'll check all the boxes for sure.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I noticed in that press release that we keep referring to is this desire to kind of reach a different generation or generations of golfers. And mm-hmm. I think that's what we're seeing a lot now in the game of golf. Maybe talk a little bit about, you know, your ideal audience.
So what's funny is you have an idea who your audience is, like when you're in development of an idea, but you never really know who your audience is until it's kind of in the wild, you know? We thought it was just going to be young people, you know, because young people are the probably the fastest growing segment getting into golf right now, you know? So we thought, well, you know, we'll just get, you know, the under 30, you know, you know, cause that's who's looking for a lot of the self-identity on the golf course and, you know, so on. But like this, the truth is like, it's probably split down the middle. It's a lot of young people, but it's a lot of guys that just been playing guitar for 30 years that are getting into golf, that are, you know, using it as a part of their identity on the golf course too, which, you know, we weren't even really thinking that. We were just thinking of young golfers, but you know, you never know who your audience is until it's in the wild, which is a testament, I think, to the quality of the head covers. Like when, you know, guys see it, that they've been playing guitar for 30 years, they could tell the authenticity, because, you know, guitar players and musicians, man, we can kind of sniff that stuff out. You know, if something is fake or, you know, we're pretty good at sniffing it out.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's interesting too, because as more and more golf companies want to blend together interests, you know, like making music, playing golf or whatever, this a brand like Amplified Golf just sticks out because it hits such a large group of people, in my opinion. You know, there's so many people that kind of do both and they enjoy both and they have such deep passions for both. You know, this isn't something that you just dabble with, golf. You don't just dabble with guitars. You dive way in. You go down the rabbit hole, right?
Yeah, man. It's like I said, we are tortured by the same demons, man. You know, in guitar, we have a thing called GAS, you know, guitar acquisition syndrome, which, you know, which is why we have, you know, if you're a guitar player, you have 10 guitars, right? Do you need 10 guitars?
I'm looking at mine now.
Yeah, like you don't need 10 guitars, right? But, you know, it's cool to have them. Golfers very much have the same thing. You know, like I know guys that have, you know, 5 drivers in their garage, 3 sets of irons and half a dozen putters, right? It's the same thing, man. But I think it takes a level of authenticity on both sides to have those two sides interact with one another, where it's like we're speaking the same language right off the bat, you know. But you know, it's the same thing like playing with all, you know, I get to play with a lot of band guys, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny to hear, you know, why these guys play golf. You know, I have kind of my own little theory of you know, I'm a card carrying metalhead, right? So like full transparency, right? Like I'm a metalhead. But you know, metal guys in particular, like I have a theory why metal guys play golf. And it's because, you know, we're extremists, right? Like we tattoo our body, we tattoo our, you know, our faces, our necks, right? We paint our fingernails, right? You know, we play aggressive music, you know, we're aggressive people by nature, we're extremists. Well, when you want to relax, you got to go to the other extreme too. And, you know, the opposite of playing, you know, aggressive music in front of 50,000 people at a festival is golf. It's the extreme in the opposite way. So that's why I think a lot of metal guys are drawn to golf, but you know, a lot of rock guys are too, man. It's just a good opposite of what we all do.
Yeah. You know, that's a really good way of putting it that way. I like how you put it that way, because like even myself and people watching this interview right now, we're going to see two different people. And I grew up listening to Pantera and Metallica and, you know, all of that. And so I'll play, I'm a Les Paul guy, but I'll go and I'll play, you know, metal. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know what, I'll grab the acoustic and I want to learn a little James Taylor today, you know? Absolutely. So it's even within the passions that we have, there are those extremes as well. Golf is absolutely the exact same thing. So you really struck a chord there, pun intended, I guess.
Yeah, no. And you know, golf in itself is, you know, putting is the extreme opposite of driving.
Yep.
Right. And so, you know, we find these extremes. And I think musicians, we find comfort in these extremes. You know, we find comfort in chaos. You know, golf is very chaotic. You know, it's very chaotic, right? There's a lot of chaos. We try to, you know, same thing in a band, right? I mean, there's a lot of chaos and, you know, you do your best to minimize the chaos, but you know, there's certain guys that find comfort in chaos. You know, I'm one of them. Most musicians find comfort in chaos. Mm-hmm. And I think the really good golfers are able to stay level-headed within the chaos, which makes them great golfers, which is what makes musicians great musicians, when they can find, you know, these level grounds within chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of parallels to be drawn for sure. And as even you were talking, and you know, in this room, I've got two guitars hanging on my wall, and I've got like 10 putters on a putter rack. So, everything's right there.
Yeah, proof of concept, man, right there.
Exactly, know? Exactly. So, you know, obviously golf is going through a lot of changes, you know, with with COVID, a lot of people started picking up golf, and it's never been a better time to get involved in the game. As a golfer, what has been your viewpoint or perspective of the growth of the game right now?
You know, there's aspects that I love, I've been playing for about 12 years now, and, you know, I always love when more people get into, you know, even like guitar playing, right? Like mm-hmm. we're driven by new players, right? Guys that are picking up guitar for the first time. And I think it's great for the game of golf too, you know, to have new people in. But what I love the most about it is like guys that look like me are now welcomed at golf courses. Like that's probably the biggest thing that even I've seen change in the past 12 years. You know, like I said, I travel with guys that look like me, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, that wasn't always the case, man. That wasn't always the case. When we would walk up to, you know, a nice golf course, we would get kind of, you know, looked at sideways, and, you know, that wasn't that long ago. You know, I've only been playing for, like I said, I love the fact that that's normalizing, you know, that guys that like me are welcomed in a golf course, and, you know, guys like me can play. So, you know, it's great. One aspect of the game that there's people getting in, and I think that drives any sport, and it drives guitar playing also. But for me, it's seeing a lot of guys that look like me on the golf course.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And, you know, longtime listeners to this show know my thoughts on a lot of different things, you know, social wise, and I'm all about inclusion, you know, get as many people onto the golf course as possible. And, you know, I'm sure some of the comments that you just mentioned could probably ring true to a lot of our listeners too, from different walks of life. And that's a very important thing for any community, because really, like musicians, golf is a community. So I think that really rings true, what you just mentioned.
Yeah, man. You know, we're all driven by new players. And I think that's every company's hurdle. I mean, every guitar brand is having meetings about how to get young people to come in, right? I mean, that's a universal issue that we're all facing. But, you know, golf, I think, has done a really good job of making guys like me feel more comfortable at places like, you know, I live in Jacksonville, right? So, mm-hmm. so I'll go out and play, you know, TPC Sawgrass, and nobody's looking at me weird. You know, I'm, you know, like I said, we get to play a lot of nice courses on tour, and we're just normal guys there, you know, which is great. And that's what I think golf needed. I think golf needed a little bit of, I don't want to say like humbled, but I think golf needed to be humbled a little bit, you know, and just saying that, like, hey man, there's these alt, you know, if you want to call them alt golfers, but like, let's welcome those guys, because those guys can maybe bring something to the sport. And I think guys like me have brought a lot of, you know, to the sport. I mean, I never heard music being played on the golf course before,
right?
Seeing guys like me playing golf, you know, you know, I don't know if anybody follows like DJ Khaled on Instagram, mm-hmm. but like that, I mean, that guy's all about it. I mean, now he's got posts every day, him getting off of a jet, being handed his golf clubs, getting into a golf cart. I mean, like, that shit didn't exist. That shit didn't exist 10 years ago, right? So, you know, it's, you know, whether they're tattooed up guys like me or guys like Khaled, I think golf needed that. I think golf really needed that to kind of humble and shake it up a little bit.
I think you're right. And, you know, those are good examples you bring up too. And it's a matter of, you know, combining all of these, we keep using the word passions that people have when they're playing the game of golf. And it's just kind of reiterates that, hey, it's okay that people have differences, but also we can all come together and enjoy this thing that, that we created for everybody. Right. You know? And so yeah, it's a great thing to see. From a personal standpoint, you know, I've never been more excited about the game because there's so many people like yourself and others who are bringing style and personalities to the game. You know, like you said, years ago, I would have never seen, you know, a Telecaster or a Strat on a head cover. You know, I would have loved to have had that back then. So I think you you definitely picked up on something, and you're doing a good job at it.
Well, I think, you know, for the longest time, you know, the guys that weren't golfers, you know, athletes have always played golf, actors have always played golf. But you know, when you have guys that are, you know, that look like me, when you have guys like Callaway making, you know, short run documentary about Scarface playing golf, like, yeah, that's awesome. You know, that like a company like Callaway not only, you know, has a guy like Scarface on staff, but they're willing to do content around him. Yeah. You know, like I said, I get to play with a lot of, you know, a lot of artist guys that are now starting to have conversations with brands, and brands are wanting to use them as influencers. I mean, that's fantastic. You mm-hmm. know, it's great that like we've kind of infiltrated the space, and manufacturers now are seeing some relevancy into the crowds that we bring too. You know, yep. like Steph from the Deftones has his mm-hmm. own kind of fan base, right? And that would never ever be exposed to golf, but you know, like he's a TaylorMade guy, you know, yep. And so when he's doing content out there, you know, for TaylorMade, TaylorMade's getting the Deftones audience now, which they never would have been able to impact.
Right. Yeah. It's great to kind of see all these lines blurring a little bit and people just kind of enjoying a game, like I said earlier, that we can all enjoy. And that's something that's really big for not only Golf Unfiltered. I know it's big for you as well and what you're doing with Amplified Golf, because as you said, I mean, golf is getting louder, right? And that's a good thing.
It is. I mean, let me ask you this. Like, do you play music on the golf course?
Absolutely. I just got that a Bushnell Wingman, you know, that little speaker that you put on. Heck, yeah, absolutely. Man. I love it. When people hear me playing Ghost, you know, and they're like, what is that? And it's like, well, I'm a big fan. So
God, their new song's so great too, man.
Dude, it's awesome.
They're such a great band. I don't know if Tobias golfs, but like, you know, he should be playing golf.
Absolutely. My brother-in-law and I are big metal fans too. And so we like to go see all those bands too. But to that point, you know, I got to get him on the golf course. Actually, now that I think of it, he loves listening to music. I got to get him some golf clubs, right? Anywho,
A lot of metal guys play. You know, Seth from Skillet plays.
Yep.
Phil Demmel from Machine Head plays. A Fanatical. I mean, the Steel Panther guys. I mean, Darren or Styx and Satchel from Steel Panther, they're both single-digit handicap guys. You know, yeah. Matt from Avenged is a single-digit handicap. Jeff from Parkway Drive is a single-digit handicap. I mean, these are all guys that play aggressive music that take golf seriously. You know, yeah. Neil from 3 Days Grace, Eric from Shinedown. These guys are all guys that are really serious golfers.
And I think you said it perfectly earlier. It kind of levels everybody out. You know, you bring that same aggression to the golf course and you kind of just enjoy an afternoon, right? And one way to do that, of course, is to go check out Amplified Golf. Once again, let me bring up the website here, amplifiedgolf.com. Go check out the head covers. They are in partnership with Fender, so you know that they're legit. Take it from me too, from seeing them up close. The detail is incredible. They are high quality accessories that you can add to your golf bag. And Squiggy, been really fun talking to you today. And what's next for Amplified Golf? I imagine, are you going to branch out?
Yeah, man, we have some more licenses, you know, that we're going to bring to market, of course. You know, based on the feedback that we've gotten from Stratocaster and Telecaster, we'll bring a bass. You know, there'll be a bass head cover set to market. We'll bring some towels and some divot tools. You know, we just, you know, like I said, we're not from the golf space, you know, so we didn't want to just kind of, you know, blow everything in one shot and just bring everything to market. We were like, well, let's see what people react to. And, you know, I think we're confident we'll bring towels, like I said, divot tools and have a full accessory line, but we have some more licenses coming.
Excellent. I'll keep my eyes peeled. I know you and I talked offline about a couple things coming up, so I'm excited for that too. So anyway, that's awesome. Squiggy DiGiacomo over there, the founder of Amplified Golf. Squiggy, yeah. Thanks so much for coming on. Let's keep in touch too.
Yeah, man. And you know, follow me on Instagram, Squiggy1313. You know, I'm always posting some crazy golf shit on there, you know, with us playing with people. So
excellent. We'll talk soon again.
Well, thanks so much, Adam. Dude, I had a blast, man. Thanks, everybody.